Right. I think, Gibbs, it's important for us to look at what this hashtag has been doing. I do want to believe that some of our listeners right now may have come across the hashtag, this flag, and other maybe people who've spoken even before this hashtag. We are reminded of the likes of Itai Dzamara. But what this hashtag has been that I think for a long time we've had our identity or the national flag not relating to us, or the identity or people not speaking out. I mean, the national flag, the issues of the land and other things, Zimbabweans, the normal Zimbabweans, were not speaking around them, or they were not identifying themselves with them. But I think this flag, what it has done is to say, you know what, this flag is ours. It's not, it doesn't belong to any political party. It belongs to normal Zimbabweans. And when we're talking about issues of resources, there are not any political parties. It doesn't belong to ZANU-PF. It doesn't belong to MDC. It doesn't belong to any political party, but it belongs to citizens. And what that means now is that citizens are holding accountable those that they put in power to say, you have to account to us. You don't have to manipulate or cause national resources or national identities belonging to a political party or anybody, but they are ours. So what this also means is that people are rising up and saying, you know what, this is my flag. You know what, this is my land. You know what, this is my country. These are my resources. Tell me what you've been doing. We entrusted you to do ABCD for us. That hasn't been happening. People are suffering. Children are not going to school. Women are being beaten. They've lost their jobs. Men are helpless. They can't help their families because of many reasons.
And now, Nyari, yes.
Mismanagement.
Yes, we get you there, Nyari. But what is the role of girls and women in this kind of activism?
I think most of all, what I was explaining, Gibbs, is that when we're looking at girls and women in this whole scenario, is to identify themselves as first of all Zimbabweans, to realize that we are Zimbabweans and we have the right to know what's going on. And so when we're looking at this flag symbolizes people speaking out, people asking questions, people demanding better services, people actually saying, you know what, we want better leadership that will look into our issues. So women and girls are part of those processes because they are the first to be affected if things don't go right. For instance, we have a lot of children not going to school, especially girls, they're getting married young. Why? Because the education is not accessible to everybody because it's unaffordable. Their parents cannot afford an education. So girls are the worst affected. Their parents cannot go to work. And we know that girls and women are most susceptible to issues of HIV and child abuse in the form of prostitution and other things because they're trying to survive, because the environment that they're living in is not conducive. It's not giving them the basic human dignity or the basic necessities or basic survival, necessities like food, like shelter. So you find that women and girls are the most affected.
And so now, Nyari,
it dehumanizes,
yes.
It takes away their human rights.
So now, how do they, you know, participate in this without getting hurt?
I think, first of all, people speaking out is simply that it's a democratic right. That we need to understand that Zimbabwe is a democracy. By democracy, we mean we elect our leaders into office, and everybody, and even our constitution allows for people for freedom of expression, freedom to speak out, as long as they harm nobody. And girls and women holding their local leaders, holding their government accountable, is well within their rights, and nobody should ever feel like they're harmed. And if anybody gets harmed, I think the law should protect them.
Are there any tangible issues that you think maybe directly affect women and girls, you know, which they can actually press on whenever they work on this flag kind of movement?
Yeah, I think, first of all, the issues of there's been a huge corruption. I mean, the issue of $15 billion directly affects women and girls. And this is something that women and girls have been calling for, and the men to say, we want accountability for the $15. Why has nobody been arrested for the $15 billion that went missing? That's part of corruption that we're talking about. $15 billion went missing. Children could have been, school fees could have been paid. Women's maternity issues would have been paid. Their health improved. Education, shelter, and other things. Infrastructure, even in Harare there or in Lotito there. So we are saying, why hasn't the women and children have been calling to say, why hasn't there been arrests for the $15 billion? Why hasn't there been public inquiry and updates for the $15 billion? I think those are some of the issues that people are talking about, accountability. People are talking about asking the government to account and keeping people informed about those things. Those are national resources that people should be worried about. And also the issue of prioritization. Political parties have been marching and looting and causing a lot of pain and causing a lot of havoc. We have seen over the last few weeks competition between ZANU-PF and MDC, competing to say who's going to pull a million men, who's going to demonstrate the best, whatever. People want issues addressed, the issues of unemployment, the issues of education, the issues of food, the issues of a working economy. Looting that's happening are the key issues right now. And for me, it questions our leadership priorities to say the current leadership in both these political parties that are prominent, are they aware of what people are going on, what is going on the ground right now, that people are starving? And even the people that they bring to their demonstrations or their marches go back home hungry, you know? And other resources are being misused in the process. To do what? So we are just saying, can we have priorities right in Zimbabwe? Children are not going to school. Women are starving. There are no jobs. There are jobs that have been promised. There are industries that are supposed to be resuscitated. Bond notes that are looming, that are threatening the stability of the country. Can we put our priorities right? Can we fix the country? Can we engage the citizens and hear what they're saying? If people are complaining about bond notes, can we have transparent going on within this nation, and let's set the priorities right?